I'm Margaret Mullings, and welcome to Mentorship Class Today. Wherever you are geographically, come on in and take a seat. Yes, I'm delighted to be in this class with you today. Yes, and let us pray before we begin. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, breathe your breath on everyone under the sound of my voice in this class today, Father, geographically, Father. Meet the need this day in their lives. Father, and I pray that someone is encouraged today and is strengthened by something that is said in this class. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, every one of you. I appreciate you today. And somehow, this is spontaneous today because I am not on location. I am absolutely at a different place today. And I just felt this tugging to record. So it is actually spontaneous. Yes, it is. But how many of you know that God is a God of purpose? And every one of you that are tuning in, it's no accident that you are here. God has a purpose in you being here. Well, to be honest with you, there's a little poem that I was inspired to write in my journal on Friday the 16th at 5:35 a.m. And that's where I got this inspiration for the class, is When It Is Time. It's titled When It Is Time. And somehow, every one of you in the class, including myself, we're on a journey. However, no two of us we're not faced with the same things on our journey. Every one of us are unique. I want you to think about this today. If you were to take the fingerprints of identical twins, although they are identical, their fingerprints are completely different. And so it is. God has gifted you. He has a purpose for your life. No matter what you may face, you may have been derailed and set back. And perhaps sometimes when you move forward with your plans and putting them in motion, it may seem like, excuse my expression, but it may feel like all hell is breaking out all around you. Can I tell you, that's an indicator for you to continue moving forward, because if you are consistent and persistent and relentless in what God has set in your heart to do, it shall be accomplished. But I want to tell you today, God has a time on everything that He allows to touch your life. And I'm saying you, but I'm speaking to me first. I normally write into you. Listen, this poem says, when it was time, God used Moses to deliver His people from the land of bondage. He made an orphan girl a queen to deliver a nation. Yes, David was a shepherd boy, and when it was time, God sent for him and made David king over His people Israel. Now God is sending for you, every one of you in this class today, under the sound of my voice, God is sending for you. You who have been faithful and obedient, you who have lived a fasted life, walking in faith and obedience, can you hear the clarion call? And I just want to clarify something here. It's not always, it's not how good we have been and not how many times we have stood the test of times. God is merciful. All of us fall down at some time. But I want you to know and to really allow it to resonate with you today, to get up and begin again. Do not stay in that state, because a righteous man falleth seven times. He falleth, meaning he falleth many times, but the Lord lifted him up again. God is sending for you. No matter how many times you've fallen down, get up. God is calling for you. Can you hear the clarion call? It is time. Yes, it is time to come up higher to receive your promotion. You have been elevated for such a time as this. And like Moses, Joseph, David, and Esther, your name will be named in the generations to come when it is time. So I encourage you, right where you are in this class today, to get up. If you're falling down, if you're falling by the way, get up. Get up and begin again, because God is calling your name. It's time for your promotion. This is Margaret Mullings, Margaret C. Mullings, saying until next time in our class, God bless you. And remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God bless you.